pray about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. In just a few moments, we'll be introducing our in-studio guest. But as we start off, I invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me. And answer me when you said, seek my face. My heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, for being our shield, our help, our guide, our exceeding great reward, all of that and so, so much more. Thank you for being El Shaddai, God Almighty, and all that you are to each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you for the power, the grace, the strength, the encouragement that rests in your word. Help us to grow today and every day in our understanding of the very critical place your word needs to play in the life of every believer, and help us to be faithful to read and meditate on it daily, to teach and train our children and our grandchildren to do the very same thing, and to draw on the blessings that come from being in your word every day. We thank you, and we do praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Let me remind all of our listeners about Operation Tank Full of Love. That is a project that we're doing in conjunction with Air Corner Ministries. Urban Family and American Family Radio and Air Corner Ministries are seeking to reach out to minister to those who help to defend our freedom in this nation. It's a chance that we'll have to be able to say thank you to those that have sacrificed so much in our military. So on September 17th, Operation Tank Full of Love will bless soldiers serving at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, with free gas for their vehicles. You can help us say thanks to the soldiers and families serving at Fort Campbell by doing this. You can, for example, you can help make a donation towards the project. You can pray for God to bless the project. Our goal this year is to serve 2,500 soldiers. And Operation Tank Full of Love is a gift from the body of Christ and a great way to let them know that we appreciate them and that we're proud of them. Donations for the fuel are needed to help reach the goal. We're seeking to, of course, cover 100%. So you can contribute two different ways. You can go online to tankfulloflove.com or you can call 1-877-968-3742. Again, online, tankfulloflove.com, or call 1-877-968-3742. Hope you'll get involved with Operation Tank Full of Love. We're grateful to have in studio with us Mr. Mark Boren. Mark is the director for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in the Northeast Mississippi area. And I'm grateful that he took time out of his busy schedule to be with us.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad to be here. Yes, sir.
Good to have you, Mark. And I would mention, too, that I didn't have the privilege of meeting you until you just got here today, but know of your work. And I've known of the great work that Fellowship of Christian Athletes has done for years and years in public schools. So
yes, sir.
As we start off, if you'll just introduce yourself to our listeners and tell our listeners about FCA with the understanding that, of course, there are lots of people who've never heard of FCA.
Yes.
But, of course, students that are in middle and high school, lots and lots of them, their lives have been touched wonderfully by the great work of FCA.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brother Joseph. Mm-hmm. My name is Mark Bourne. I have a wife who is named Chrissy and two beautiful children, Walker, who started first grade this year, and Stevie, who is four and started pre-K. So please be in prayer for my wife. She is getting that empty nest at least from 8 to 3 this year.
Okay.
So it's an adjustment for her. So please pray for Chrissy and remember her. But she is a wonderful wife and a wonderful mother. FCA, the real reason why I'm doing the ministry of FCA is because it impacted my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was saved when I was 17, went to my local high school in Nettleton, and the FCA speaker and the representative of Northeast Mississippi, Scott Carter, was the FCA rep then.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a burden for my classmates. I got a burden for my teammates and for my school. And I saw FCA as an open door in the public school system for me to do that, to reach my peers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had about 11 that came to FCA that morning. And I wanted Scott to teach me how I could grow this and mentor me. And I just basically got under his wing and arm, and he mm-hmm. took me and mentored me and took me through the book of Timothy, and he became my Paul and I became his Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew that FCA to around 60 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got bold and said, man, I want to start sharing my testimony. And the Lord started giving opportunities, and we said, me and two friends said, why don't we share our testimony at FCA?
Mm-hmm.
And so we pumped it up, and 120 or so of our peers showed up at 7:30 a.m. on a mm-hmm. Wednesday or Thursday morning before school and heard three young men give their testimony. Mm-hmm. And that morning I gave my first ever invitation, mm-hmm. and 78 of my peers came to Jesus.
Praise God.
That's so neat. FCA is really, it's this. It's going around to schools and finding marks, or I say sometimes Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's, or mm-hmm. David or Daniel's, that are willing to stand for God,
right.
and willing to see their campus as a mission field.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can take that and we can train them and we can put them under our wing,
mm-hmm.
They have endless opportunities, because we know all the rights are in the right of the student.
Mm.
And so we try to get them to press on and to use their right to expand the kingdom of God.
Mm. Well, you know, Mark, I again appreciate you, as I said, I've already said that you're taking time to come and share. You know, the fact is, our public schools are such big mission fields.
Yes.
And that's the exact correct term. They're mission fields. And the fact is, too, there are lots of challenges and difficulties and things going on in the lives of young people and children that are just really sad. That
yes.
Because of the culture we live in. And so it's important for us to really recognize that having inroads to be able to minister on the campuses is very, very important. Yet there are lots of ministries that, of course, do not have that opportunity. But FCA is right. one of those that does have the chance to actually go onto the campuses and minister and touch the lives of students. And so one of a goal in my mind and heart today is to really help lots more people to be stirred
yes.
to be able to pray effectively for the work that you do. So if you could say, just summarize, how would you like to see the church really pray for the work of FCA?
Yes, I would really even like to build some prayer warriors for this ministry. And maybe through this broadcast today that there might be somebody that the Lord lays on their heart to pray for FCA.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love at least one male or female a day, a week, would say, I'm purposely going to pray for the mission of FCA and our public school systems and how FCA can infiltrate that and be a positive influence and also be able to share the gospel. I would just like for people to just understand FCA, that God, one, would continue to pray for an open door, and that he would soften administration's heart, and he would soften coaches' hearts, that would allow us to come in and be a positive influence for their campuses and for their teams.
Okay. Would you pray for that now, just praying for God to raise up the right people that would really come alongside FCA and really work with you?
Yes. Holy Spirit, we just come to you right now, and we just ask you, in the name of Jesus, to rise up warriors for your kingdom. Lord, how do we do ministry, and how do we bring the kingdom of heaven to earth? It's through us. It's through the individual. The church is never, ever supposed to be interpreted as a building. The church is supposed to be interpreted as you and I. So would you and I agree with me today and intercede with me today for students to grow up in middle schools and high schools, to become bold for the kingdom of God and not be ashamed of whom they serve, and that they would become leaders and presidents and captains of their school and not be afraid of what they're going to say about them in the locker room, but they would be bold for the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray for coaches and teachers to step up that are sponsors, Lord, that allow us to be able to hold this by having an adult present in the room. And Lord, that you would raise them up, and that, Father, that you would give them vision, Lord, for the huddle, that we would not just be a devotional club, but we would be a club that's on a mission. And Lord, last but not least, would you continue to soften the hearts of administration, Lord, to allow us to do what the law says we can do. And Lord God, that you would help us keep having that avenue to be a positive impact and role model for their schools, their classmates, their teams, but most of all for you, Jesus. We love you and thank you and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, I do thank you. Thank you for the great and the powerful work that the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has in so many of our schools, and not only in our state, but in the states of our nation and other nations of the world. Thank you for the reach you've blessed them to have. Father, raise up many, many intercessors that will come alongside them and will consistently pray for their work, to pray for your anointing upon the work that they do, for open doors, for more opportunities to reach further and further and deeper into the lives of students that they get a chance to minister to and amongst. And Father, I pray that you'll bless so that even more schools would open up to the great work that they're doing and send forth more laborers to be a part of the ministry and the staffs of FCAs all over, again, our nation and our world. And Father, help us to know, too, that whether people are praying, interceding, and even just persons that are giving financially to help support the work, raise up many more people to be co-workers with the great work that they're doing. And Lord, help us to recognize, Lord, that so much is done when your people really take prayer seriously. Yes. So many more lives, young people can be saved, can be discipled and taught how to grow up in their faith and become just warriors for the kingdom of God in their schools, that it can help reach their peers. Thank you for the opportunity to pray for a great ministry like this. In Jesus' name we do pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Our in-studio guest is Mark Boren, the director of Northeast Mississippi FCA. We'll be right back.
G just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day. Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk. The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American, I am an American!
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
This is probably the oldest question there is concerning the things of God. Is it okay to ask God questions? If we look at when the angel of the Lord visited Zechariah about he and Elizabeth, he questioned God and it didn't work out too good. The angel of the Lord visited Mary. She questioned God and he gave her an explanation. So what was the difference? Have you ever heard the phrase, when you know better, you do better? I think that that was what was happening with Zechariah. He and Elizabeth weren't young and naive like Mary. They had been around for a minute and they should have known better. God takes not only our actions into account, but our motives too. It's our attitude or the state of our hearts that makes the difference. Don't believe me? Take inventory then. If the Lord were to visit you right now with surprising off-the-wall news, what would your reaction be? If your reaction isn't what it should be, then ask the Lord for help. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com. The women's ministry at my church recently had a chat and chew. It was all the women of the church, specifically mothers and daughters, but included older and younger women. The chat part was the older women 25 and up sharing with the younger women some of their testimonies. The desire was to help them understand that they didn't have to go through girl things alone, that there was somebody who understood where they were and had been there before. It was a great encouragement for everyone. The chew part was a time of fellowship and food. We mingled, we laughed, we talked, and of course, we ate. I came away from the chat and chew really glad that I had pressed my way to get there. I said all of that to say this: everything that you go through is purposed for your life and designed for you to help bring someone else out. Don't allow the enemy to make you ashamed of your journey so that you keep silent about how God has kept you and brought you out. Share with the younger women so that they know that they can make it too. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Music of Covenant Church, the song Let My Heart Dance. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Mark Boren, the director of FCA in Northeast Mississippi. Mark, as we begin this segment, I want to ask if you would share with our listeners a little bit more about all the work that FCA does in the schools.
Yes, we kind of list our ministry and call it the four C's, and that's coaches, campus, camps, and community, that we reach people for the kingdom of God. Just a little story about something of a coach. I was going around, and we make visits, and we sit down with coaches and help disciple them some. We have Bible studies. We use material to take them deeper in their walk with the Lord and challenge them. And I was meeting with this one coach, and he just told me, he said, "Mark, I've been watching you, and you've been coming by and praying for me and visit me and show up at practices, and there's just something I've seen in you that's different." And he said, "I want you to know, Sunday morning I rededicated my life to Jesus." And man, I was just so excited, and I prayed for him. But he said, "There's something else I want you to help me with and guide me through and pray for me about." He says, "My wife and I, for all our years of marriage, especially in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, we don't pray together. And we've never talked about our relationship with the Lord to one another." And I just encouraged him and prayed with him, and sometimes came and laid hands on him and just asked the Lord to give him boldness and for him to find that opportunity. And he, I got a call one night fairly late, and he was so excited, and he was in tears, and he called me and he said, "Mark, I just want to thank you for coming by and praying for me and loving on me and encouraging me, because last night, for the first time in a very, very, very long time, my wife and I talked about the Lord together. We just confessed some things to each other, and we prayed together." And that's just kind of what we do. We want to go around and we want to encourage these coaches. You know, coaches are some of the most influential people. And Billy Graham said a coach will reach more people in a year than most people will in a lifetime. And a lot of stories you hear from people when they grow up are about sports or about their coach. That was either a bad influence or a good influence. Right. And we tell coaches, and I want to encourage coaches, where in the Word it says that the power of life and death is in the tongue.
That's right.
And so I want to encourage them to speak positive things to their team and to their kids and be that good role model. You can also see on campus, I'll tell you one story. We brought a guy named Dean Sykes around, and he does the You Matter campaign. And he basically speaks on the issue against depression and kids who are contemplating suicide. And we went around to several local schools, and he talked about that issue and about getting victory over it. And most schools, we were not able to share the faith part of that. But I just want to tell you, just in being able to talk, the things that the kids came up and needed counseling for when it was over was mind-boggling. I cannot, of course, say any names, but rape was an issue. Two girls came to us at a school talking about being locked in their in one room all weekend long with no food. So many kids talked about molestation, and that all these issues made them contemplating wanting to take their life. And so FCA gets an open door to bring in people for school assemblies. We got some coming in Monroe County and Pontotoc County. Actually, Monroe's is next week, Monday through Wednesday, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And Pontotoc is the 27th and 28th of September. And we're bringing in Michael Cobb, who's a former Chicago Bear. And he's going to come and, of course, at the schools share about positive choices. And then at the rallies at night, he'll get to share the gospel. So,
So you have crowds of people that will make it back for the night events, too.
That's right. Yes, sir, to do our evangelistic side. And then we have wonderful camps. You can go on fcacamps.org and find all sorts of sports camps you can send your kids to. And why FCA? Because we put God into our camps. And so if you're a got a Christian kid or got somebody who needs to hear the gospel, maybe your kid's not saved yet, FCA camp is the place to go, because they will hear Jesus at our sports camp. We are course, serious about our sport, but we're more serious about our God.
Right.
And so that's just three of the ways that you can get involved in FCA and be impacted or serve in some capacity.
Well, you know, Mark, I think of, too, that one more reason why it's so important for our listeners to really get involved in praying for the Spirit of God to work through a ministry like FCA is because you do have a reach that lots of the other ministries or people just aren't going to have.
Right.
And the fact is, just as you've just mentioned, the work that you do obviously involves evangelism, it involves discipleship, but also it's really a form of pastoral ministry that your average pastor just can't go in this public schools and do.
That's right.
And some of the challenges you've run into, the problems, the trials that young people have that sometimes that will cause them to consider suicide is tragic, but the reality is that's the world we live in.
Yes.
So many difficulties and storms that our young people have to deal with, and it's good for someone who represents Christ to be able to be God's vessel to touch their lives.
Yes. FCA, we want you to know out there, we are an extension of the church.
Right.
We are a part of the church, and we're all working together to advance the kingdom of God. And I just want people to know we are with you, church, and we want to partner with you, and we want you to partner with us. And there are many places you can get in to volunteer in our schools through the vehicle of FCA, that the more hands and feet we have, the more hands and feet will touch.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, Mark, I think of, too, something that is it's powerful and it's simple. It's one of the ways to help address this matter, too. But, like, you know, we live in a society that, sadly, people at so many different ages seriously contemplate suicide.
Yes.
It's tragic. Sometimes you have elementary children, but clearly middle school, high school kids as well. It's tragic to hear the numbers of college students that take their lives every single day in our culture.
Yes, sir.
And also the military. And so the fact that as believers it's important for us to be praying that God would use us to be vessels to help. And I tell you something that I found very encouraging that was shared that, in fact, I was remember reading of how they said the number one tool to help address the suicide problem is get folks into reading God's word every day. Mm. And that's simple,
yes,
but it's profound because it just one of the points is, of course, when people, there are many tragic issues that enter into the tragedy of suicide, but this person said that two factors that are present 100% of the time, they said one is too much darkness has accumulated in the mind or heart of that person, and number two, they've been deceived. And God's word ministers to both of those things. So when we can begin to plug people into just reading God's word, it can help change everything.
Yeah, Brother Joseph, I was one of those people. I contemplated suicide for something that happened to me when I was a young child. And the way I got victory is what the enemy was telling me. I then began to combat it with the word.
Amen.
And greater is he that is in you out there than he that is in the world. And you got a God who says, I stick closer than a brother. And that if I be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
And so you do. I think you, Jesus showed us the way. Just follow his lead. He combated the enemy's tactics with the word.
That's right. Mark, would you pray for, there might be people that are listening, whether they're high school students or otherwise, that have or might be considering suicide right now. Would you pray for those people, for God, the Spirit of God to really work in their minds and their hearts now?
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Lord.
Daddy, Abba Father,
thank you.
If you're out there right now in the name of Jesus and this is something that you're struggling with or that you've thought about today, I want you to know you have a good, good Father.
Yes.
And he loves you. No matter your faults or no matter what happened to you or no matter what was done to you, that Daddy wants you to come into his lap.
Thank you, Lord.
He wants you to sit there and he wants to tell you how precious you are. Young lady, you are beautifully and wonderfully made.
Thank you, Lord.
You're made with a purpose because God knit you together before you were even put into your mother's womb. There's a plan in you. And you know what? That situation that the enemy meant for bad, the Lord means it for a testimony for good.
Yes.
That there's another girl out there. There's another lady out there that's experienced the same thing you have, and she needs your story of hope.
Jesus.
Find the Father of the day. And young man, I want you to know greater is He that is in you, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, than he that is in the world.
Thank you, Lord.
That if God be for you, who can be against you, young man? Step up. Be a young man of God. Live for Him because He loves you. And He wants you to know that God doesn't make any junk.
Thank you, Lord.
And He's made you with purpose too, young man. Today, just give your life over to Jesus. And get in the Word and replace the words of the enemy with the words of your Father God.
Thank you. You
will be transformed forever. So whoever that's for right now, in the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Go that place. Heal them.
Yes, Lord.
And may they be forever set free.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
And Father, I do thank you and I praise you for the opportunity for us to lift up those listeners that may be going through some struggles. As Mark just prayed about, even right now, Lord. Father, flood their lives with your Spirit, your grace, and your mercy, Lord. And Father, more and more, help us to be believers who are listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, who knows how to direct us to people in need, who may need prayer, or who may need a word of encouragement, or may need to be pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Word of God. Lord, help us as believers to be aggressive and passionately committed to being your vessels that you can use any day of the week in any context, knowing that the needs are so, so great out there. Thank you again for a ministry like FCA and many other ministries that are doing that in the places you've called them to. And bless this ministry and more open many more doors of opportunity for them as they do your work. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Mark, repeat again. You said the four C's stood for coaches.
Coaches, campus, camps, and community.
Okay. Then is there anything more about?
Yeah, you can get in touch with me if you want to find a way to get involved in one of those avenues at 418-5556. And you can also email me at mboren@fca.org. And we also have a website you can research and find it. It's MississippiFCA.org.
Okay, then. And you did say FCA is also in other countries as well, you said?
Yes, we are now, we've been 60 years this past year, and we are now also an international ministry. And this region of is over Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone in Northeast Mississippi loves international ministry and they want to go on a mission trip to the places in Africa that we have connection, please get with me at one of those contacts and we will set up a mission trip.
That sounds good. Sounds good. And tell me, as far as like with communities, what kind of community outreaches does FCA?
Yeah, we are one like having that community rally next Wednesday night at the Amory Auditorium. Michael Cobb, that former Chicago Bear, is going to come to the whole community and be an evangelistic event. We even hold rec leagues, camps where we are impacting the kids, give it to them for free. We do Bible distribution. We are in the top three in free Bible distribution, and it's not our sole purpose of our ministry. So that's a good, I guess, stat to be proud of. And we just go out and we reach our neighbors, our friends. We use teams to go mow yards for people. I mean, if you can think of it, and we can use the platform of sports, we try it.
That's neat. That's neat. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Mark Boren, the director of Northeast Mississippi FCA. We'll be right back.
in case you missed it.
Well, I wear my expressions on my face, so Dainty C would know right off if she say something that I don't like.
Okay.
And it could, you know, on my part, it may not even be intentional.
But what if your husband's face is always serious? I never know.
But no, you got that face. Every husband has that disapproval face.
Yeah, they do. Y'all do. You know. That's ridiculous.
Tune in weekday mornings, 6 to 9 Central on Urban Family Talk.
My name is Charles. I sat in my jail cell thinking about how I couldn't be there for my little girl. And I got caught selling crack cocaine. Thankfully, I was court-ordered a teen challenge. Now this drug-free dad is coming home to his baby girl.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
Trying to make it through life as a rugged individual may seem to work for a while, but Dr. Tony Evans says it's a different story when something goes wrong. He explains with the help of this illustration as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
I woke up at 4:30 in the morning. I hit my toe coming around the side of the bed. A whole lot of other stuff began to happen. Information was sent to my brain to tell my left leg, you got to carry this all by yourself. Boom. Then the brain sent a message to the mouth to let the neighborhood know how the toe felt. All this is happening pretty quick. It's happening quick because of connection. The toe was connected to the leg. The leg was connected to the hip. And all that was connected to the brain center, which sends out signals to the mouth. And then it told my arm, grab something. Boom. Because the members of my body were connected, operating in sync with each other, I was managing a painful situation. Now, that may not be you right now, but keep on living. And you're going to stump your life. If you're out there on your own, if you have segmented yourself from the life of God, not merely vertically, but horizontally, because the two are intricately tied, then don't be surprised if you're bleeding to death. The purpose of the church is not merely sermons and song, but to be an environment of linkage, brother to brother, sister to sister, saint to saint, all to Christ.
Learn more about the importance of staying connected in Dr. Evans' message series, The One Another's, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Music of Forever Jones, the song Hallelujah. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our in-studio guest is Mark Boren, the director of FCA in Northeast Mississippi. Mark, can you tell me again, how many schools did you say you oversee?
It's about 62 different campuses. That's middle school, high school, and we have two junior colleges, Northeast and ICC.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we're trying to infiltrate every school as a campus as a whole, and what we call the multi-sport huddle, which most of you probably only know FCA as in that way, is the morning club. Mm-hmm. But we're also outreaching to every team. One thing I would say is we need your help to do that. I'm like a pastor trying to pastor 60 different campuses. And so I need people who are willing to volunteer and help in this ministry.
Okay. Now, you use the word huddle. What is a huddle?
An FCA huddle is a club that usually meets at either activity period or break or like snack time or at 7:30 before school. And these kids will have leadership teams of kids who invite the whole campus to come in and have a devotion. They pray and also do outreaches on the campus. One club bought a sheet cake and brought it to the coaches and teachers' lounge. Mm-hmm. And let them snack on it all day because we know the belly's a way to the heart. And they also wrote on a poster board, though, how much they thanked and were appreciative of what the coaches and athletes meant to them and signed it. Mm-hmm. And one said, well, I want to do cookies to the football team. Mm-hmm. And so they met over at a house, cooked the cookies, put them in a Ziploc bag, and put a scripture inside. So, you know, we don't want just huddles to sit around and wait on people to come to them. We want them to outreach and use the campus, as we said, as a mission field.
Mm-hmm. And with the huddles, like, do the students take leadership, or is it both staff and students, or how does that work?
It's a little bit of both, but I would say 99% is student-led. We use those students who are wanting to step up for Christ, and we train them. And we have a leadership camp at Belhaven University every year at the 1st of June when school is out. Mm-hmm. And we train them how to take FCAs back to their school and impact their campus for Jesus Christ.
So very much discipling them to take leadership with the work that
they
do.
That's right. And also, like August 29th at the Orchard, we're doing a local leadership training called Reload and basically going over that material for leaders that couldn't make it to leadership camp.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of participation would you have in an event like that, would you guess?
Last year, we had about 30 to 40 kids that came from the local high schools, and we trained them how to impact their campus and used others' ideas that worked, and it just that peer-on-peer influence sparked others to say, well, I can do that too.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, I guess, Mark, as you share about some of the details of how you do what you do, probably lots of believers had no idea that FCA did that much and did so much. Yes. And again, that's just simply kingdom work.
That's right.
That's helping people to come to know Christ, helping them to grow up and become leaders, because that's what God calls the church to do.
Right.
Make disciples.
Yeah.
Help people to learn how to follow Christ.
Yeah. There's a young man that goes to Baldwin High School. He came to leadership camp at Belhaven University this summer. Mm-hmm. And he had some issues he was dealing with. A past sin was keeping him from moving forward in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And he came to camp and said, I know I'm called to lead. I know I'm called to be a man of God, but I got this thing in my life. And we met one-on-one and just prayed through it and read the Word through it. Mm-hmm. And this guy now has come back and preached a sermon at his church in Baldwin. He's him and another guy are the president of FCA. He's on fire for God, and I believe he's, you know, stepping into his calling. And that's what FCA is all about. We want to push young people, and we want to coach coaches and teach coaches just to do the God thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if someone listening wants to volunteer and, you know, get involved with their local FCA, how would they do that?
Yeah, you can become like a lay speaker or a volunteer for FCA. We are a volunteer we call chaplain. If we know that there are volunteers out there that would love to chapel a a tennis team. You know, most football teams here in Northeast Mississippi have a chaplain, but what about the tennis team? You know, what about the cheerleaders? What about even the band? And so if there's people out there that would love to volunteer, please contact me at 418-5556. And I would love, the more volunteers I know that are willing and that I know are ready and that we take through a little bit of training, the more I can go out there and say, if there's a need, I have someone who can meet it.
And the volunteers, they don't have to be former football or basketball players.
Amen. That is correct. We use the platform of sports to reach the world of Jesus. But we are open to all. We want to see the whole campus impacted through our FCA huddles.
Okay. So if somebody has no athletic ability whatsoever, but they love Jesus,
that's
you can
right.
use them.
That's right. We can all use right. them. Yes, sir. We can plug them in. There's a place for them.
That's right. That's right. And lots and lots of folks like that out there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, if you love Jesus, that's the key. So,
that's it. So. Yes, sir.
Okay. And so you use volunteers and volunteer chaplains as well, too. Now, if someone just says, well, they're not sure that they would really be able to get involved and volunteer, but they think, you know, I want to give financially to really support a ministry like that. Yeah. How would they do that?
Yes, you can, of course, contact me the same way, but an easy way is to go to MississippiFCA.org, and you can look for staff, the staff link, and my name is it's me and my wife, Mark and Chrissy Boren. And also, if you're in the Corinth, Boonville, Tishomingo, Iuka, and Fulton areas, Scott Nicholson would be your representative here in D1. For the first time, Scott Carter served for 13 years of FCA, just like me, by himself. And 4 years later, after no one was serving, I came on board. And so for the first time in history, we've got a second full-time staff member, Scott Nicholson, who's working the north half of Northeast Mississippi.
Okay. Does Brother Scott Carter still work with FCA in Northeast?
Brother Scott Carter now works with a ministry called Sports World. He's who's bringing Michael Cobb into me, so we're working and partnering together.
So still working together.
That's right. Yes, sir. He's a great friend of mine, still a big mentor to me, and love Scott Carter.
Okay. Well, any other stories that come to mind of ways that you've seen the Lord use FCA in some powerful ways in the lives of students?
Yeah. I'll tell you this, Kossuth High School, I see they have an incredible group of leaders, and they recite this, I couldn't say it to you all, but this thing about the Bible every time that they start, and they're a group of somewhere around 8 to 10 high school students leading a huddle of about 100 kids that come. I think they have it in a break period, and it's just amazing to see these young people using their platform and their influence to then see them sharing Christ with all these other kids. Another coach, I'll tell you, at Jumpertown, he at a 1A school sometimes do more jobs than your job description has. And sometimes we know that feeling. And one day I was there just sharing a message, and he happened to come, and he pulled me over to the side and talked to me afterwards, and he raised his hand that night to recommit his life to Jesus. And he says, I was about to be ready to quit my job. I just feel worn out. I feel like I lost my purpose, and I feel like I lost my way. And he said, tonight your message gave me encouragement to press on. And he said, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus and him to give me my ultimate purpose, but I know there's still a job for me to do here at Jumpertown. So, and I just want to thank, if you're listening, any coaches or teachers that are huddle sponsors for this ministry, you are gold to us. Because we can't do the huddle without an adult sponsor. And so I just want to say thank you to them guys, and I want to say thank you to churches out there and businesses and individuals who support people like me and Scott Nicholson and my wife Chrissy, that we cannot do this without you. Churches putting us on mission boards, businesses sponsoring our golf tournaments and events, and individuals giving to us monthly has just totally given us a way to expand, to grow, and the more giving that we have, the more ministry that will happen.
Mm, okay. And so, and of course, again, you said 62 schools.
Yes, okay. Sir. Campus, different campuses, middle schools, high schools. So that can be like Boonville Middle School and their high school are two right. places that FCA can infiltrate.
Right. Okay. So until FCA learns how to clone their staff members, you really, really need volunteers to go a long way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so just want to say in the way of encouragement to every single person listening, pray about it. Pray about that possibility because, again, ministry outreach into public schools is such a need. It's such a huge need in our culture today. And we see so many things going on in society as a whole, but also things, tragic things that happen in public school settings too. And to think that the presence of Christ would be there through the ministry and the reach of FCA is just an encouraging just thought to consider.
Yeah.
So pray much for FCA. Pray much for Mark and his wife and their staff. And pray for FCA just in this nation and in other nations too, because, again, it's a great and a wonderful tool for the Lord. Our time is just about gone, Mark. Any final words that you'd like to share with our listeners about?
The last thing I would like to say that was on my heart this year is we did an FCA unity rally, and I asked myself, where did I become colorblind? And the Lord told me it was in the locker room and on the field of competition. It didn't matter your color, red or yellow, black or white. We're all precious in His sight, but it didn't matter what color was beside me. We were just trying to work together to get a job done, to accomplish it. And we either failed together or we succeeded together. It didn't matter what color you were. And so I brought in some teams, and we shared about unity. And the speaker talked about if you have any anger or bitterness or resentment in your heart against anyone or any color, we need to roll away the stone. And if there's any stones in anybody's heart, I want to tell you that the blood of Jesus and the His blood runs through our veins. And I believe we need to all work together for the kingdom of God with one purpose in mind. And I told those guys, if to end the football games, they'll come in the middle of the field and they'll stretch their hands up with one finger pointed up, and they would break down every football game saying that they are united as one. You as football teams could make an impact on your communities.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mark, for being with us today. I appreciate it. I want to encourage every single listener again, please lift up the great and wonderful work of Fellowship of Christian Athletes in your community, in our nation, our world. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk.
Urban Family Talk.